Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day. You know, over the last couple of weeks, we've been talking about singleness and marriage here on Day by Day. And perhaps there are some of you who look back over your life and see mistakes you have made regarding a past marriage. And you may be wondering about your current status with the Lord. Maybe you were a believer when you got divorced for an unbiblical reason, and then you got remarried. What should you do now? Well, what you should do now is repent if you haven't already done so. Then you should take hold of the promise of the forgiveness that was purchased on your behalf by Christ going to the cross, and to know that our Father loves you and cherishes you. And then from that point, pursue the Lord from right where you are, leading the life God called you to when He convicted you and restored fellowship to you. I want to remind us here that Paul does not draw these lines about marriage and singleness and divorce arbitrarily. His goal is for believers to pursue the path of devotion in whatever single or marital status they find themselves in right then. His aim is higher than should I divorce, remarry, stay single. His aim is undistracted devotion to Christ. His view is radically different, but biblical, and it's authoritative. He's going to tell the slave later on in verse 21, "Were you a slave when called? Don't be concerned about it. If you can gain your freedom, avail yourself of the opportunity." But regardless, whether you're a slave or not, you're free in Christ. This is a counterculture view that says Christ is enough for you no matter your station in life. Are you single? Stay single. You're married to Christ. Are you married? Stay married and let your marriage reflect how Christ loves the church and the church serves Christ. Don't get distracted by making idols out of those things which God has gifted you with. Use them to be devoted to Him. Your singleness is meant to help you be devoted to the Lord. Your marriage is meant to help you be devoted to the Lord. So don't look back. Move forward in your devotion to Christ. And as you pray today, please remember Reginald Acuna and his family, our changemaker missionaries in Paraguay. And also remember the Apache LifeWord broadcast that's heard throughout the United States.